等会儿带我们做个祷告。
Well, Father, how we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们如此的感恩，为了您的儿子主耶稣基督。
The one who came from heaven to serve.
那一位从天而来服侍我们的。
He came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
主啊，他来不是要被我们服侍，而是要服侍我们，让我们得着生命的赎价。
Now, Lord, we pray that our hearts might be humbled, that we might understand.
主啊，求您带领我们有一颗谦卑的心来理解、接受它。
Now, Lord, we, as we look into your word this morning, we pray that we might be able to see Jesus not only in our minds, but, Lord, in our hearts.
主啊，我们盼望今天当我们翻开您的话语，求您带领我们不但从理性上，更从心里接受我们的主耶稣基督。
That Lord, that life that was lived, we pray that that life might be lived out through us.
我们也盼望，那生命能够从我们里面活出来。
So Lord, give us understanding, we pray.
也给我们能够理解，当我们祷告的时候。
And by your Holy Spirit, Lord, we pray that you would teach us.
也借着您的圣灵来教导我们
and build us up in him,
让我们在他里面得建造和成长
that Lord we too might glorify you in everything we do,
能让我们在一切的事上荣耀您的名
so we ask these things this morning and we ask in Jesus name,
我们这一切的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen. Good morning. I was going to pray for you, but somehow I said, I don't think he needs prayer.
No.
You were coming down the stairs.
Our brother's back from China. Praise the Lord, you're back safe.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Good morning.
Let's read then the 8th chapter.
我们读到第八章。
We'll finish off the 8th chapter this morning.
今天我们要结束这第八章的部分了。
We'll pick it up from where we were discussing last week.
我们上周停在了第八章的一段哈。约翰福音第八章。
Want to start reading from verse 45, chapter 8, verse 45.
我们从45节开始读。
And read down to the end of chapter 8.
然后读到第八章的结束，也就是59节。从45节读到59节，约翰福音八章。Maybe we read around. Okay. 我们顺序读一下。约翰福音八章45节45到结束啊。我将真理告诉你们啊，你们就因此不信我。
你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？
出于神的必听神的话，你们不听，因为你们不是出于神。
犹太人回答说，我们说你是撒玛利亚人，并且是鬼附着的，这话岂不正对吗？
耶稣说，我不是鬼附着的，我尊敬我的父，你们倒轻慢我。
我不寻求自己的荣耀，但有一位为我寻求荣耀，判断是非。我实实在在地告诉你们，人若不追求我的道，就永远不见死。
犹太人对他说，现在我们知道你是鬼附着快死了，众先知也死了，这你还说人若遵守我的道就永远不长死了，
难道你比我们的祖先亚伯拉罕还大吗？他怎么了？众先知也死了，你将自己当作什么人呢？
耶稣回答说，我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀算得什么？荣耀我父乃是荣耀我的，乃是我的父，就是你们所说是你们的神。
你们未曾认识他，我却认识他。我若说不认识他，我就是说谎的，像你们一样。但我认识他，我遵守他的道。你们的祖先亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜的仰望我的日子，必看见树快乐。
何况你说。你有五十岁，见过亚伯拉罕呢？
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们， 还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏从地里出去了。
明白。嗯。
In verse 45, the Lord Jesus is saying that what he has been telling them is the truth.
45节说呢，耶稣告诉他们的是真理啊。
But then he says, you don't believe me.
他说你们却不相信我。
Now, this, what we're looking at here this morning to begin with,is why don't people understand when the simple gospel, the simple message that Jesus brings, yet they don't seem to understand it.
所以我们今天上午先来分享一下为什么如此简单的福音的信息啊，耶稣传递出来的，当时的人却不信呢？
They may understand his words.
他们可能能理解耶稣所说的话，这个表面的意思。
But they don't understand the spiritual meaning of those of what he's saying.
但他可能不能接受在耶稣所说的这个话里面属灵的含义。
And what is it that stops them?
什么是阻止他们去接受这含义的？
He's speaking about spiritual things.
因为耶稣所说的是属灵的事。
And they're only understanding from their experience on earth.
但是他们呢，只能够从地上的经验来理解这些话。
But how can man then break through his natural reasoning to open up his spiritual insight?
那人怎么能够把他自然的属地的这个理性呢突破了，能够理解属灵的事呢？
Spiritual insight only comes when you believe God.
所以属灵的这个洞察力啊，是借着你对神的信心才会开开来的，否则你没办法看见。
It's by faith that the heaven and spiritual reality is opened up.
所以借着信心啊，天堂以及属灵的事就在你面前都展开了。
But these people were blinded.
所以这些人他眼睛是瞎的，属灵的眼睛是瞎的。
And as he says there in verse 43, why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say.
所以43节说，你们为什么不能明白我的话呢？因为你们不能听我的道。
So why are they unable?
他们为什么不能听呢？
It's because he says you belong to your father, the devil.
因为你们是出于你们的父魔鬼。
And then he says you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there's no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he's a liar and the father of lies.
你们父的私欲啊，你们偏要行。他起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
So you notice there in verse 44, you see the key to this is that he says you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire.
所以他四十四节讲到就是，你们说谎的哈，是要出于你们父的私欲哈，你们偏要行。
The point that the Lord Jesus is making is that they choose not to believe.
因为他们选择不要，所以耶稣想在这里表达的是他们自己选择不要信。
They hear the Lord Jesus' words, but that he's speaking from God. But rather than believe that he's speaking from God, they choose to.Stop that understanding and to do what their father does. They choose to do their father's will here on earth.
所以这里耶稣想表达的就是，他们虽然听见了耶稣的话，他们也知道呢这个是从天上来的，但他们在这个点上他就停了，他选择不要，我不要你说的这些，我要选择，我要接受地上的魔鬼啊，他们所说的，我需要去行，所以。在这个选择之后，他们的眼睛就瞎了，他看不见了。
And so he goes on and he makes a further argument now.
所以他现在进一步把这个道理展开来。
He's trying to make them break through this prejudice that's in their mind against him.
所以耶稣努力想让他们呢，来突破这个偏见哈，在他们的心里，针对神的道，针对耶稣的偏见。
And so what he does is next.Is he tells them what, in effect, what he's saying there in verse 45 that we read? If I am a sinless person, then what I say must be true.
所以四十五节呢，他就想告诉这些人，如果我是一个无罪的人呢，我是不犯罪的人呢，那我说的这些话就应该是真的。
Now they understood that the devil.Was a murderer and a liar.
因为他们能理解啊，魔鬼是杀人的，是说谎的。
They understood that those that follow the devil are sinners.
他们也知道跟随魔鬼的呢，就是罪人。
So now the Lord Jesus challenges them.
所以现在耶稣就开始挑战他们。
Now he had been with them for in a public ministry for over 3 years.
因为耶稣已经公开的。在他的服事里，在这个时候到这个时点呢，已经超过三年了。
He traveled through that country, and it wasn't a big country; it was a small country.
然后以色列是一个很小的国家啊，所以耶稣在整个国度里已经待了上上下下待了三年了。
His travels wouldn't have taken him much further than from here to up to the end of the Fraser Valley at Hope.
那所以他的这个旅行啊，就在这个国家里的这个走的这个路啊，最远也就是相当于从我们这里走到那个 Hope 镇上啊，就是去那个去飞沙河谷的那个 Hope 镇上，很近的这一段路。
Now most of you have been to the end of the Fraser Valley. It's less than 2 hour drive from here.
就飞沙河谷呢，基本上也就是两个小时的车程吧。
Israel was not a big country.
以色列就是这么大。不是个很大的国家。
And not only that, communications was very good.
而且呢，不但如此呢，彼此他们的交流是很通畅的。
Because 3 times a year, all the males were required to come to Jerusalem for 3 feasts.
因为每一年至少三次，所有的男人都要回到耶路撒冷来庆祝大的节期啊，所以每一年要聚三次。
So the news of one part of the country would be carried.To other parts of the country.
所以在一个地方的国家，这个国度里，一个地方发生的事呢，很快在这一年里，肯定大家就都分享了，因为大家一年里要聚三次嘛。
And the Lord Jesus and his 12 disciples covered the whole country with their message.
而他的十二个门徒呢，耶稣呢，那他也是在整个国家里，他上下也会去传讲他的话，就所以耶稣的事是人所共知的。
He spoke to thousands of people at a time.
然后耶稣会一次性的讲到听众都会几千人的。
And he had private interviews with numbers of people.
而且他私下里呢也会有很多的人跟他在一起听他的道。
He was busy from morning to night.
他可是从早到晚很忙啊。
And so his life was an open book.
他的生命就像一本什么？就像一本打开的书给人看的。
He was a very public person.
他是一个非常公众的人物。
Except those nights that he spent in prayer with his father in secret.
除非大家睡觉的时候，他在半夜在山上祷告，是他自己和天父独处的时候。
But his whole life was open.
除此之外，他的整个生命呢，就像一本透明的书给大家看的。
And not only that, the leaders of Israel had sent delegations.Of expert people in the law to examine his doctrines and to find out all they could about this man who claimed to be the Messiah.
同时呢，犹太的宗教阶层、祭司阶层呢，也差了很多的他们的代理人啊，就是他们差出去的人干什么呢？就专门的通过律法仔细的来查考耶稣的生命，看看有没有。犯律法的有没有跟旧约相冲突的地方
？The point I'm making is that his total life was an open book.
所以我想说的意思的点呢，就是耶稣的整个生命啊， 他其实是展开了给人去看的，展开了给人去查验的。
And so when the Lord Jesus challenges them there in verse 46,
所以耶稣在这里46节呢就开始挑战听众。
This is a huge challenge.
这是个非常大的挑战。
He says, "Who among you can prove that I have ever sinned?" One sinful act, one sinful word.
所以他说呢，你们谁能够指证我一样的罪啊？哪怕一次啊，是可以指证耶稣。
Can any of you?
他说你们哪一个可以
？He said, "Can any of you convince me of any sin?"
所以你们哪一个能够证明我是错了，我有罪？哪一个
？Now, you think of it in your terms of your life.
你可以想想，你把你自己带到那个场景里，你的生命。
The people that know you the best.Know the most about your weaknesses. We call them weaknesses, but really they're often sinful weaknesses.
所以最了解你的人，常常是最知道你的软弱。我们用软弱这个词呢，其实就是在说，其实就是最了解你的罪了啊。
Maybe
你所做的错。
Maybe an angry word we've said.
比方说，很可能是一个愤怒的话语你说出来。
Or a selfish act of some kind.
或者说一个自私的行为
，or being unkind to someone，
或者对某个人很粗鲁
，or not doing something that you know you should have done，
甚至呢，你没有做一样你应该知道，你明知道你应该做的事你没有做。
So everyone who knows you， they would be able to say， well， yes， that person has sinned。
所以每一个最了解你的人呢，他一定会知道啊，其实你是有罪的，我可以指出来。
Perhaps they could go to Mary, his mother, and say, Mary, had the Lord Jesus, had Jesus your son, had he ever sinned?
比方说这些人也许会走到玛利亚面前去啊，问他，那你的儿子耶稣他有没有犯过罪呢？
You see, the challenge the Lord Jesus is making here,is a challenge that no one else could ever make.
所以耶稣在这里向众人提出的挑战啊，是地上所有人不能做到的。你是不能跟别人说，你有没有罪，你来指证我。我们是不敢这么说的，耶稣可以。
As a matter of fact, those people that heard him make that challenge that day, they didn't even challenge that statement.
所以事实上呢，所有听众听到这个挑战的人啊，他们根本没有能力去回应他。
So he goes,
真的找不到。
So then having established that, no doubt he said, who can, here I am. Who can say that I have sinned?
所以他站在那，他说，好，现在我来了，谁能指证我，我是有罪的。
Now he must have waited.
所以他在这个时候他应该会等了一会儿。
To let that sink in to their hearts.
让这句话呢进到每一个人心里。
And he waited probably for a reply.
也许他在等某一个人的回应。
There was nothing but silence.
没有，只是安静。
So then he said,
然后他接着说，
If I'm sinless, then what I'm saying must be true.
所以他如果我是无罪的，那我告诉你们的可就是真的，就是真理的。
He says, Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?If I'm telling the truth, why then don't you believe me?
这就是四十六节的逻辑了。就你们如果不能指证我有罪，那我告诉你们的是真理，你为什么不信呢？
If he's sinless, he would never tell a lie. So what he would say then is, I'm telling the truth.
所以他既然是无罪的，他就不撒谎。那既然他说的不是撒谎，那你为什么不信呢？
Why then don't you believe?
对，所以他就问听众，那你们为什么不接受、不信呢？
You know, that's really what's in the world today, isn't it?
所以这样的话呢，在今天的世上依然是有效的。
People all say, oh, he's a good man.
所以每个人都说呢，哦，耶稣是个好人。
He was a wonderful prophet.
哦，他是个很好的先知。
And the words that he says, they are very true words.
他说的这些话啊，真的是真理，是对的。
And he was a very kind and good man.
他是个很和蔼、很良善的人。
So then you might ask, well, if that's so, why don't you believe what he? If he's a good man, what he said was he came from God. and that he is equal with God. So that why don't you believe in him?
所以你这个时候呢，你就会问大家，那你既然知道他是好人，他说的都是事实，他说他是从神那里来的，那你为什么不接受他？
See, the question that he's confronting them with is a question that the world today is being confronted with.
所以耶稣这个来挑战，来让当时听众面对的问题呢，在过去的两千年，直到今天，依然都是全地。
And now he goes in verse 47, he says this.
然后接着四十七节他这么说。
He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God.
出于神的必听神的话，你们不听是因为你们不是出于神。
They belong then to the devil. That's the only conclusion.
所以唯一的结论就是他们是出于魔鬼的。
Now, the Lord illustrates this in one of his parables.
所以耶稣在这里呢用了一个比喻啊。
Turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太的十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.And verse 3.
三节。马太十三章三节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 3 says, Then he told them many things in parables.
他说他用比喻跟众人讲道理。
And saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up.
他说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁，飞鸟来吃尽了。
Now, we don't need to read the whole parable. The first part of that parable is what we want to just take a look at briefly.
那我们不会把这个整个比喻讲完哈，我们只看这个比喻的头一部分。
The disciples, they didn't understand.
就这个门比喻的门徒们不明白。
And so the disciples come to him in verse 10 and they say, why do you speak to the people in parables?
所以门徒们在第十节就进前来问耶稣说，你为什么用比喻跟大家讲话？
So he replies and he gives them the answer.
所以他就回答了啊，告诉了他们那个道理。
He says the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom, verse 11, the kingdom of heaven, has been given to you.
他说天国的奥秘啊，只叫你们知道。
But not to them.
不叫他们知道。
Because he says, he goes on, whoever has will be given more.And he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him.
他说凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，凡没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
That's why I speak to them in parables.
这就是我为什么要用比喻跟他们讲道。
He that has will be given more, even in an abundance.
所以有的还要加给他，要甚至更多。
Now, has what?
那是什么呢？
Is faith.
信心了。
A person who believes God.
一个相信神的人。
A person who has received what God has given to them is a person who believes.
所以那接受神给他的就是那相信神的人。
Now, when you believe, you just have a little bit, don't you?
就如果你相信呢，这个信心一开始是小的。
But the Lord says, once you receive by faith, you're going to be given more.
所以神说呢，当你借着信心你接受的时候呢，你会得着更多。
But if you refuse that little bit, that's all you're going to get.
那如果你拒绝这一点点的信心啊，你拒绝你不要。那你就到此为止了。
It's a spiritually discerned reward for those who in faith receive God's promises.
所以对于那些接受神的应许的，哪怕是一点点，会有很大的属灵的祝福和回报，他就会越得越多，越得越多。
And so in answer to their question about this, he explains that he's going to give them more. He that has, he says, is going to be given a little more.
所以对于那些有的，他会要给他们更多一点点。
And not only that, they're going to be given in abundance.
不但如此呢，会让他们有余啊，就丰丰富富的。
And he says in verse 16,
but
blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. And then in verse 18, he begins to explain the parable of the sower, that first part.
所以十六节他说，你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；耳朵是有福的，因为听见了。所以十八节呢，他就开始解释这比喻。
Listen then to what the parable of the sower means.
他说，所以你们当听这撒种的比喻。
When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart.
所以凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，就把所撒在他心里的夺去了。
Now for a moment we'll go back to those Jews in the temple where the Lord Jesus is speaking to them.
所以我们回到当时的场景，当耶稣在圣殿里讲道的时候，在听的那些犹太人。
And he, remember what he says, the reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. They cannot hear because they will not receive what God is offering them.
所以他们不愿意相信是他们听不见的真正的原因啊，就是约翰福音那段我们刚才离开的那段所讲的意思。
Their minds are completely taken up with earthly things.
因为他们的脑子啊，完全被什么占据了呢？被属地的事情占据。
They want all the advantages that religion might give them.
他们想要的就是，宗教可以带给他们的好处。
They might get some advantages in status. It makes people think that they are better people if they're religious.
所以他要的可能是他们的地位，人们觉得哦，他们是宗教领袖，所以很尊敬他们。他们要的是这样的方面啊，他并不要其他的神的祝福。
Some people even use religion to gain a lot of money and power over people.
甚至有的人是会利用宗教呢来取得很多的钱财和地位和对他人的管辖管制。
But they're unwilling to submit.To God Himself.
但他们却不愿意把自己交给神，永生神。
And so he says, listen to what the parable of the sower means.
所以他这里说，你要听这撒种的比喻。
When anyone hears, that is verse 19 of Matthew 13.
马太十三章十九节这里讲。
When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart.
所以凡听见天国道理不明白的，恶者就来啊，把所撒在他心里的就夺去了。
This is the seed sown along the path.
这就是撒在路旁的种子了。
And so, what is it, the seed on the pathway?
那就是撒在路旁的种是什么呢？
In order for a seed to germinate, to sprout, it needs to go into the soil.
所以我们撒过种子都知道啊，一个种子要发芽，要开始生长，一个大的前提，这个种子一定要进到土里面去。
But alongside the field, there would be a pathway that would be beaten down by the feet of the many farmers or laborers or people passing by. It's a roadbed.
但是呢，这两个土的区别是什么呢？田旁边的路旁路上的这个土呢，它有个特点，就是已经被工人被这些的这个人呢踩实了，所以这个地呢 种子是进不去的。
It's where the traffic of many people go.
许多的人走路的这个通道啊，就是在这些路上。
And it's like a picture of this world systems.
这就像这个地属地的这个系统一样。
Satan is the god of this world.
撒旦是这个世界的王。
And this is where all the traffic goes, travels, beats the soil down.
所以在这个世界喜欢的这个事情上，这块地已经被踩实了，然后呢，这块地是没有办法接受神的种子的。
And that's like the human heart. It's very hard.
这就像一个人的心呐，它已经硬了。
Naturally speaking, because of the world, as it were, walking through the hard human heart.
那就属地的世界属世界的东西呢，已经进到了人心里，人心就会变硬的。
And so a human then like that hears the word of God, but they're hard.In their hearts toward God.
所以呢，即使这个时候呢，这个人听见了神的道，这个道呢，就像这个种子啊，就落在路旁，它落在这个很硬的心的面上啊，它进不到里面去。
And so they hear the word of truth.
他是听见了，他听见了神的话，听见了神的真理。
But their hearts are not soft.
但他的心不软啊，他接不进去。
And so the seed just stays there.
然后这种子就停在那个面上。
And immediately a bird.Sees that seed, and it's gone.
所以呢，这个时候呢，鸟就来了，它看见这个种子，它就吃了。
And that's like Satan. The seed comes in, and immediately a doubt comes from Satan. Oh, that can't be true.
所以这个就发生了一个什么样的情形？就像你听见神的话，但你心是硬的，你被这个世界的吸引啊，心变得很硬。然后呢，这个道进到你里面呢，是停在你表面的。撒旦会做一个什么事呢？他就像个恶者，就像个飞鸟一样，他会让你起怀疑。哦，他说的一定不是真的，哪有这种事呢？啊，这个怀疑立刻就把这个道踢走了，就像一个飞鸟把这个神的种子吃掉。
So therefore, that's why he says in verse 4, he says, as he scattered the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up.
就像十三章马太的十三章四节说的，就撒的时候落在路旁的飞鸟来就吃尽了。
So it says here, if we go back to chapter John chapter 8 again.
我们回到约翰的八章，约翰福音八章。
And the Lord Jesus, he's scattering seed.
耶稣在这里呢，他说他在这个撒种哈。
He's telling them the truth.
他告诉他们真理。
He says, I've come from God with God's words, and if you believe God's words, you'll have eternal life.
所以他说我从神那里来，如果你相信神的话呢，你就有永生了。
That's the word he's scattering.
这个话呢，就是神的道啊，他不停的在撒，他每个人都听见了。
But their hearts are as hard as this table.
但是呢，这些人的这些犹太祭司阶层人的心呢，就像这个桌子那么硬啊。
And already in their hearts, the word has been snatched out by the devil.
所以在他们心里呢，这个道啊就被恶者这个飞鸟呢吃掉了。
The devil's lies.
他吃的方法就是通过谎言啊，就让他们怀疑。
The devil's lies are the birds that come and steal the truth.
所以这个飞鸟来就偷偷把这个道吃掉了，把这个种子吃掉了。
Now, how then can you believe? Because we're all born in sin, we're all living in the realm of the devil.
但我们怎么能信呢？我们都是生在罪中，我们也浮在这个世界属撒旦的这个世界之下。
Why is there so many here today that have trusted the Lord Jesus?
为什么我们今天还是有很多的人他能够信靠主耶稣基督呢？
Because the Holy Spirit has come into the world.
因为圣灵来到这世界。
The Holy Spirit plows deep into the hearts of many people.
圣灵就像什么？就像那个犁呀，它很深的犁了这人的心呐，就犁地一样。
And sometimes those things that we don't like in life are the very things that the Spirit of God are using to plow deep into our lives.
所以在我们的一生中，我们很可能很不愿意经历的一些事情啊， 就恰恰是圣灵在我们的心里犁地的过程了，就把这个土翻开，所以你不舒服。
Maybe a broken home.
也许是这个家破碎了。
A broken relationship.
也许一个关系破碎了。
Financial difficulties.
也许是财务的困难。
A rebellious child.
也许是一个悖逆的孩子。
Angry relatives.
也许是你的很愤怒的、很生气的一个亲人。
There's all kinds of things that come into our lives that God uses to plow us deep into our hearts.
所以我们的一生啊，有很多的事情，你是很不让你觉得很不舒服的这些事情呢，恰恰是圣灵呢，借着这些事来理你的心呢。
It can even break up the pathway.
也许是可以把这个路旁啊都能够。离开啊，就这个再硬的地他都能离开。
And then when the heart is humble and the heart is contrite and the person feels weak, that's when the seed comes and it falls and it goes down deep into the soft soil.
所以借着这样的犁田啊，那到一个什么成果效果呢？就是我们的心谦卑了。所以神说忧伤痛悔的心神必不轻看，然后你忧伤痛悔了，就让这个田呢离开了，这个种子掉下来的时候呢，它就直接掉在里面最软的土里，它就可以生根发芽。
And it gets hidden from the birds.
然后呢，它掉在土的深层里面呢，鸟就看不见了。
The devil's lie doesn't make any sense, doesn't make any inroads at all.
然后呢，这个恶者的谎言呢，就没有办法去夺走进到你心里的那个神的道了，那个种子他就吃不着了。
Because a softened heart now cries out for mercy and for grace.
因为呢，在软弱里，已经软化了的心呢，他会向神哭求他的怜悯和恩典啊，然后他跟神的关系就建立。
And nothing becomes more important than to know the love of God.
因为在那一刻呢，没有什么比你需要神的爱哈、来的更重要的。没有什么比跟神的关系对你更重要。
And that's how what happens to every one of us.
这就是
that we might believe the Lord Jesus.
那这就是为什么在我们每一个信的人里面啊，他会有这样的事情，就是我们可以相信他，是因为我们每个人都在神的圣灵里呢，这个心谦卑了，你才会去接受。
And those.The Lord in the Old Testament says, Who is the one that I will listen to? Is the one of a humble spirit and a contrite heart. I won't despise that.
这就是耶稣在借着诗篇啊，在旧约说的，他说忧伤痛悔的心呢、他必不轻看。
He says in Matthew 11:28,Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这也是为什么他在马太福音十一章二十八节讲，他说你凡劳苦担重担的啊，都可以到我这里来，我让你们得安息。
But these Jews hear this, they mostly were very hard.
但这些的犹太人啊，这些宗教阶层，他们心都很硬。
Children of the devil.
那是恶者的孩子。
His words they fell on deaf ears.
所以就神的道呢，就落在了这个聋的耳朵上啊，听不进去。
And every word that fell upon their ears that they rejected made them harder and harder and harder.
然后呢，这样的过程呢，就是他们道进了，到他们心里又被拒绝了，到他们心里又被拒绝呢，这会让他的心呢，在这个过程中反而越变越硬。
So in verse 47, the conclusion here is logical.
所以四十七节的这个结论呢，就变得很自然了。
He says, "He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God."
他说：“出于神的必听神的话，你们不听，因为你们不是出于神。”
Now we mustn't think that the Lord Jesus is angry with them and speaking in an angry tone.
我们。很可能会这么理解啊，觉得耶稣是用一个很愤怒、很生气的语气来说这个话的。
He is speaking to them like a child that has done something bad, and the parent is broken hearted because of that.
他真实的语气呢，其实是一个孩子啊，做了很多很悖逆的事，一个父母呢，从很伤心，很希望孩子悔改的角度啊，说的这个话，这就是耶稣的语气。
The tone of his voice here says, the reason you do not hear is you don't believe in God. That isn't what he says.
他不是这么说，就是因为你们不听，所以他不是这么很生硬的很生气的话说的。
There may have been tears in his eyes. At least if they weren't in his eyes, there was a longing in his heart for them.
若他的眼睛里说这个话没有泪的话呢，在他的心里是一定有盼望的。他盼望这些听的人能改啊。
And with great sadness, now he is going to tell them the truth.
所以在很大的忧伤中啊，耶稣就告诉他们真理。
The reason you do not hear is because you don't believe in.
这真理就是你们不听，是因为你们不出于神啊。
Great sorrow.
心里不愿意要神，很大的哀伤啊。耶稣觉得很哀伤。
By refusing his words, they were refusing the very God that they had said that they worshipped.
所以他们拒绝了耶稣，其实就拒绝了那永生神。这永生神呢，恰恰是他们名义上在敬拜的那一位。
Notice they have no answer now for him.
你注意这里呢，这些人对这耶稣的这句话就没有回答了。
All they can do is attack him.
他们能做的就是攻击耶稣。
They can't attack the word that he spoke to them.
他们不能攻击耶稣所说的话。
They don't try to argue against his statements.
他们也不能就着耶稣的逻辑，他的道理呢，来挑战他。
And again, what do? They use the ad hominem argument.
他们又用了人身攻击这一招啊。
Now you, most of you know the ad hominem argument by now.
你们现在都知道人身攻击这个词了哈。
The
拉丁语
ad hominem is the Latin for if you can't attack the argument, then you attack the person.
所以这是一句拉丁语哈，他讲的意思呢，就是你要是不能够质疑人所说的道理呢，你就开始攻击他这个人。
So ad hominem means against the man.
所以 ad hominem 这个意思呢，就是攻击人，就人去攻击这个人身，而不是来跟他讲道理。
They had no answer for what he said, for his word.
因为他们没有办法去辩驳耶稣所说的道理，这道理是真的。
So they turn and attack the man.
所以他们就转向攻击耶稣这个人。
They try to attack his character.
攻击他的本性。
So what do they say?
他们说什么呢？
He said you're a Samaritan.
他说你是撒玛利亚人。
Demon possessed.
而且是鬼附的。
Now, for a Jew to call anyone a Samaritan was a terrible thing.
犹太人啊，如果管一个人叫撒玛利亚人啊，是非常糟糕的。
The Jews hated the Samaritans.
因为犹太人很恨撒玛利亚人。
They wouldn't eat with them.
他们不会跟撒玛利亚人吃饭。
They wouldn't have any social contact with them whatsoever.
也不会跟撒玛利亚人有任何的这个社交联系。
The Jews despised them.
他们就轻视撒玛利亚人。
They have no dealings whatsoever with the Samaritans.
不会跟撒玛利亚人做任何交易。
But you know the Lord Jesus.He characterized himself as a Samaritan.
所以耶稣呢，其实是的确让别人感觉他好像就像个撒玛利亚人。
Remember the parable of the good Samaritan?
你们记得那个好撒玛利亚人的比喻吗
？In Luke chapter 10.
路加十章啊。
Luke chapter 10.
的确是指着撒玛利亚人说过比喻的。路加十章二十五节。
There was a lawyer that wanted to know who might his neighbor be in order to treat him well, to love him.
所以这时候呢是有个背景，一个律法师起来想要问耶稣到底谁是邻舍，我们可以去爱他。
The question that the lawyer had was that if he has to love his neighbor, he wants to define who is a neighbor.
因为呢这个律法师呢觉得那这个逻辑应该是这样，既然神要求我们要爱自己的邻舍，那我总得明白谁是邻舍。
And so in reply, verse 30,Chapter 10 and verse 30, in reply,
那在路加福音的十章的三十节，耶稣这么回答的。
Jesus gives them a parable.
耶稣又跟他们讲了个比喻。
Now, we say that this is a parable, but actually it doesn't say that it's a parable.
我们说呢，这是一个比喻啊，但是耶稣在这里没有明说这是一个比喻。
In the original, it says, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
因为耶稣在这里直接说的，说有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去。
Now, a certain man is some specific person that is not named.
有一个人其实就指着呢，某一个没有被提出来名字的一个人。
And this story reads,Exactly like a true account.
这个故事读的呢，就像一个真事一样。
If there were newspapers in Jerusalem, this would be on the front page of the Jerusalem Post.
如果今天哈，像今天这个时代呢，那这样的一个事呢，应该会在当时的耶路撒冷每日报纸上会出头条的。
It probably really happened.
也许这样的这个事是真发生过的。
And there it goes.Along the headline, right on the headline. Samaritan. A Samaritan looks after a Jew when a priest and a Levite would not have anything to do with him.
然后这个今天的头条，报纸头条会说什么？一个撒玛利亚人居然看顾了一个犹太人，但是路过的律法师和利未人却不顾他。
A certain man, this was a Jewish man, was going...Perhaps on a business trip, down from Jerusalem down to Jericho.
所以一个犹太人呢，他从耶路撒冷去耶利哥，也许是一些商业的旅行。
And no, that would be a day's journey, 20 or 30 miles.
那这样的一个路程大概是呢二十到三十英里啊，估计一天就走到了。
And usually they took 2 days to get down there.
一般来说呢，他们也许会用两天啊。
It's a remote area, and there's often there used to be robbers there.
所以这个路上呢会经过一些偏远的地区哈。那这些偏远地区呢就会有可能会有强盗。
This man had the bad fortune to run into some robbers.
这个人呢却很不幸的就遇到了强盗。
They took everything out.
然后把他东西都抢走了。
His Gucci shoes.
他的 Gucci 的鞋子啊
，His Rolex watch，
他的劳力士的表啊。
They didn't bother with his underwear; they just left him there.
对，就给他留了点内衣穿着啊。
So there he is, and they beat him up too.
然后他们也打了他啊。
He probably put up a good fight for that Gucci watch.
也许他为了抢回他那双 Gucci 的鞋，跟他们打了一架，没打赢。
So they, no, the Rolex watch, sorry.
对，劳力士表。
So there he is lying there half dead.
所以他呢就被这里写了，你打个半死哈，就是。
How long can he last there in the sunshine and the heat and with his wounds bleeding?
所以在这样的情形下，你可以想一想，这是中东啊，在太阳照着啊，然后他又在流血。
Oh look!
他能坚持多久
？Here's some help.
那现在有人来帮助了。
Along comes a priest.
是有个谁呢？一个祭司来了。
He's going up to Jerusalem.
那他呢要去耶路撒冷。
And there's a or he's no he says he's going down the same road. Sorry.
他也是要那条路下来啊，他也是去到那个耶利哥。
And He probably, if he was going down from Jerusalem, that as a priest he had finished his duties in the temple.
也许他结束了他在圣殿的职分啊，他要回去了。
And so now he's probably returning home.
也许他是回家了。
So here's this religious man. He sees this Jewish brother lying on the ground.
所以这个祭司呢，他看见了他的犹太弟兄呢躺在地上。
And he avoids him altogether.
嗯，然后他却完全不看啊，就走了。
Now, if I was that priest, I'd have the same fears.
如果我是那个祭司呢，我也许会有同样的惧怕。
Just where are those robbers anyway?
那些强盗是不是还在附近呢？
So he hides his Omega watch.
所以祭司赶紧把他的Omega表藏起来。
And he goes on the other side.As much as possible to avoid and hurries on his way.
所以他从那一边走开呢，其实他就想躲这个事啊，他就赶紧跑啊，挑了另外一条路，赶紧就跑。
He probably thought there's nothing I can do for him anyway.
所以他想呢，这个人反正没戏了，我救不了他，我就赶紧走吧。
It's too dangerous.
这里太危险了。
I must think of my wife and children.
我要想想我的妻子和孩子。
So he continues on his way, but now a Levite comes along.
所以他走他的路呢，这时候又来了一个人，是个利未人。
And when he saw him, the same thoughts went through his mind. This Levite was a man who also worked in the temple.
所以，利未人也是在圣殿服侍的。
He did a lot of the work that the priests did. He worked for the priests and assisted them.
利未人是帮助祭司的，也是做很多圣殿的服侍的工作。
And he too had probably just finished his work.In the temple.
也许他也是刚从圣殿结束了他的工作。
The same thoughts go through his mind. He continues on.
所以祭司想到的，也许他都想到了，他也觉得很危险，他就跑了。
But along comes a Samaritan.
这时候呢，又来了一个人，这人是撒玛利亚人。
And he can tell by the underwear that this is a Jew.
嗯，然后他能够分辨哈，这是个犹太人啊。
And what does he do?
然后他做了什么呢
？He had pity on him.
他就动了慈心了。
His heart went out to him because he was a fellow human being.
因为他感到的是人性啊，他知道这是一个人呐、啊，这人躺在那儿。
Was there danger to himself?
那这时候这个危险对这撒玛利亚人有危险吗
？Absolutely.
当然还是有危险。
But his compassion for his fellow man outweighed his fears.
但是呢，他对这个躺在地上人的这个慈心呢，超出了他的惧怕。
And the story is, he went to that man and he bound up his wounds, he poured in oil and wine, he put him on his own donkey, and then he took him to a place where he might be taken care of long term. Reached into his pocket and gave.The innkeeper there money to look after the man until he was able to support himself.
所以呢，他上前呢，先用油和酒啊，去清洁了这个伤口，然后呢，又让他呢，这个伤者呢，坐了自己的驴啊，带着他去到一个最近的店啊，旅店，然后把他安置在那里，让他能够养好，能够离开，然后他还把钱留给那个店主。来看顾这个伤者。
And then he tells the innkeeper, "Look, if it costs you more than what I'm giving you, when I come down, I'll repay you."
而且他还叮嘱这店主呢，如果这个人所花费的多余，我现在给你的呢，我下次路过的时候，我必给你，必还你。
Now that's a picture of the Lord Jesus Himself.
这就是主耶稣基督的形象了哈。
You see that poor man that had fallen among the robbers is like.The sinner that had fallen in this world in sin.
所以那一个在路上被强盗打了的人呢，他预表着什么？他代表就是我们这些罪人啊，在世间的时候呢，被罪所缠绕、所困扰的时候，结果就是这样。
And Satan was like one of the wolves that go after the sheep to kill and to destroy. We read in John 10.
所以我们就像被撒旦打了哈，撒旦就像呢，就像在约翰福音十章说的，他就像狼进入羊群啊，他为的就是杀害、偷窃和毁坏。
And there we are lying helpless, having been robbed of everything by Satan.
所以我们是躺在那完全无助的，是被撒旦 把一切都从我们身上抢走的，我们就这么个状态。
And so now, someone comes along with religion.
然后呢，这个时候我们先碰到有来的人呢，他带着宗教来了。
Because the priest and the Levite, they represent religion.
因为呢，祭司和宗教，祭司和利未人，他代表的就是宗教。
And the law.
宗教和律法。
Saying, okay, in order for you to get up, you got to stand up.Get dressed and get on your way.
这就是宗教和律法，他会告诉你说呢，你现在好起来呢，你现在要站起来，自己把衣服穿好，你就可以走了。
But that didn't help. They just went by. Religion, law can never help a guilty sinner.
所以这个没办法帮助你，因为你也知道是这么样，你自己做不到。然后呢，所以宗教和律法呢，他就像祭司和利未人一样，他看见你呢，他就绕开，他走了。
Instead, the Lord Jesus came from heaven, did he not?
直到主耶稣基督啊，从天上来。
And then, as Isaiah 53 it says, he was despised and rejected of men.
就像以赛亚书五十三篇说的，他被人所藐视。
Like the Samaritan.
就像撒玛利亚人一样。
But he had compassion upon us.
但是他对我们却有慈心呢，有爱。
All we like sheep have gone astray.We've turned every one to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the sin of us all.
我们就像如羊走迷了啊，就走到自己，这个偏行己路的路上去。但是呢，耶稣把我们带回来。
And the Samaritan that day, that's what he did. He took upon himself the care of that man.
所以耶稣呢，就像这撒玛利亚人一样，他看顾这个。需要看顾的罪人。
Even the man, a Jew that hated a Samaritan, yet his compassion went out to the one who hated him.
即使犹太人呢，就这个被打的人是犹太人，犹太人是很恨撒玛利亚人的，所以即使是这样，这个好撒玛利亚人依然看顾犹太人，这就是耶稣的形象。
Now I can guarantee that that Jew had a different opinion about Samaritans after that.
我可以向你保证，就这个被医治的犹太人啊，在这件事情之后，他对撒玛利亚人的态度会变的。
And those of us that have been under the care of that great Samaritan, we have a different opinion of him, don't we?
那我们也一样啊，我们被那个好撒玛利亚人，那个伟大的撒玛利亚人照顾的时候，就是我们主耶稣照顾了以后，我们对他的态度也会有根本的改变。
But not those Jews that day in the temple.
但这样的改变不属于那些那一天在圣殿里挑战耶稣的那些犹太人，他们是律法和祭司阶层。
You're a Samaritan.
他们的语气是，你是个撒玛利亚人。
The Lord Jesus could say, "You're right."
那耶稣会说呢？对，你说的对，我是个撒玛利亚人。
I am the good Samaritan.
他说我是那个好撒玛利亚人。
Now we'll take a break, I think, for.
我们做一个结束的祷告，休息一下。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的道理那就是我们愿意像这好撒玛利亚人一样，而不是像那些心硬的律法教师、祭司、宗教阶层一样我们盼望您的圣灵在我们的心里犁田，给我们柔和谦卑的心，让我们能够接受这福音，接受属神的真理我们盼望我们能够成为那合用的器皿成为那真正能够长出好果子的田地求您带领我们，也帮助我们，也祝福我们一会儿的饮食，洁净这饮食，也洁净我们的心。这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Our loving Father in heaven, we want to thank you again for gathering us together.
我们在天上的父，谢谢您再一次带领我们再次的聚集。
Lord, we want to thank you again for your word. It's the most precious thing in our hearts.
主啊，我们要为您的话语献上感恩，因为在我知道我们的心里是最宝贵的。
For it teaches us about thee, Lord, and it teaches us about thy great love.
主啊，求您教导我们，教导我们关乎您那永恒的爱。
We thank you for loving us most of all.
也为这一切事中特别感恩的就是您对我们的爱。
even when we weren't lovable down from heaven, to reach out to mankind was your great love.
因为这爱是从天来到我们地上来触摸我们每个人的心。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins.
然后我们又为您死在十字架上显明这爱献上感恩。
And making us sons and daughters of our God and Father.
让我们能够成为父神的儿女。
We thank thee in the precious name of our wonderful Savior.
我们也为我们这样的祷告是奉我们主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Maybe I can just say a few things before Eric starts again.
那 Eric 往下走之前呢，我给大家讲一点我的想法。
We're just talking about these people that couldn't understand what Jesus was saying.
那我们这里在讲到这些人，他们不能明白耶稣的话语。
You know, they say that man's greatest accomplishment is language.
我们知道呢，人最主要的这个成就之一啊，就是话语啊。
To communicate with one another.
话语呢是能够让我们彼此交流的。
Because at one time there used to be one language.
因为最初的时候呢，地上的人是只有一种话语的。
And then when God came down and Tower of Babel, they were confused and they went all to the different parts of the world and many different languages.
然后我们知道呢，在巴别塔的时代呢，神下到地上的变乱了人的话语，人就开始分地而居了。
So communication is one of the most important things if we can communicate with one another.
所以交流啊是最重要的，因为只有我们交流呢，人才能聚集。
And the communication with God is most important than anything else in the world.
同样的呢，跟神的交流也是这个事情里面最重要的一个部分。
And that's why Jesus is referred to as the Word of God.
这就是耶稣在这里讲到，他说地上的神啊。
He came to communicate with man about God. He came to communicate.
所以他呢是来跟人交流啊，关乎神的事情。
And he came us to tell us about his Father in heaven, how much he loved this world.
所以他来告诉我们呢，父神是何等的爱我们。
So last week I was telling you about our three biggest enemies, and one the first is our flesh. Our flesh, when we are born into this world.God gives us a little light to seek after Him.
所以我们上一周呢分享到三个我们主要的敌人。第一个呢就是我们的肉体啊。那神造我们的肉体的时候，我们里面其实是有光的。
Every man has this light in them to seek after the true God who created them.
所以每个人里面这个光呢，其实都是可以带领我们人呢去寻求神，寻求真理。
But as we're born into a family, our family members, our mother and our father have a background and they have a background. And the children or babies are taught that background, the culture and the truths concerning their background.
所以当我们生在一个家庭的时候呢，每个家庭都有文化的背景啊，我们的父母，我们的祖父母，那这样的文化背景呢，都会影响我们。
So we are brought up with these prejudices in us.
所以这样的文化背景都会导致我们里面会是有生来就会有偏见的。
And we have a tendency to believe whatever our mother and father taught us.
我们会有一个倾向呢，去相信、去接受呢，我们的父母以及我们的祖父母辈从小教导我们的一些道理。
And that's where the flesh becomes very hard and very, you could say, very proud, a stubborn, prejudice.
对，这就为什么我们的肉体啊，它会变得非常的硬，非常的骄傲，它不太能够接受跟我原来所认知的道理不一样的事情，我们天然就是想拒绝的。
We don't want to be opened up to other things. We just want to cling on to the things of our culture, our parents and their parents.
所以我们不太愿意去接受一些新的东西，我们只想抓住我们从小被教导，我们认为对的东西。
You know, I come from a culture, my people, the Sikh people, are very proud people.
所以我是来自一个有非常强的宗教背景的民族啊，就是印度的锡克教族啊。那我们的这个文化传统如此之强啊。
They're very proud people and they don't want to hear anything else.
如此之强以至于他们非常骄傲，他们不想听任何别的跟他们不一样的道理。
They were the gate to India. All the invaders would have to come through them in order to invade India.
所以他们其实是印度的这个门呐、啊，所以所有的要进到印度，要去侵略印度的，都要通过这扇门呢、啊，其实就是锡克教。
And so they protected India over the centuries.
所以他们这个教众呢，他们相当于保护了印度啊，是几上百年的，几千年的事情。
They're very, very proud of that.
所以他们非常骄傲，就他们有点像是印度的守护教众一样啊，他们非常骄傲为这个身份。
And their middle name is Singh. Singh means lion-hearted.
所以他们的那个名字的中间啊，这个 Singh 啊，其实是。Lion-hearted, lion, right?
Lion.
Lion-hearted.
Brave lion.
像狮子的心一样，其实就是他。你可以想象他们有多自豪啊！就是他们是非常有能力的一群教众。
Their leader would send one soldier, one man, to fight 125,000 people to prove their bravery.
125,000.
125,000.
所以他们会差一个勇士啊去杀125,000人啊，来证明他是有能力的，这个是。
So their flesh is very, very strong and they're very proud of what they are. They don't want to hear anything else.
所以他们的肉体如此之强啊，他们根本不想去听任何不同的声音。
You know, Jesus is talking here about the language of truth.
所以耶稣在这里呢在讲真理的。
There's a language of truth and there's a language of lie.
所以话语呢就是真理的话语和谎言的话语，就这两种话语。
And when you put your faith and trust in your flesh, then you go enter into that world or the language of lies.
所以如果你相信的是你的肉体啊，是你自己的能力，你就会进到谎言的世界的谎言的话语里去。
You think you don't need God.
然后你就会认为呢，我不需要神。
But God designed us that we must be dependent on Him.
但是神造我们啊，是让我们依靠他的。
And so Jesus is telling us that He says, "My sheep hear My voice."
所以耶稣说呢，我的羊听我的声音啊。
And they follow Me.
他就跟从我。
I call them by name.
我又按照名字呼召他们。
So.People that hear the truth, we were just reading about the parable of the sower. The people that hear the gospel and they believe it, that seed starts to grow in them and they get more and more knowledge of this God that we should know.
所以我们刚才读到的那个撒种的比喻啊，就那些听见神的道啊，接受进心里的呢，啊，它就会生根发芽，它会长出果实来，就它变得越来越大，它对神越来越了解，越来越相信。
You know, God's word says that the gospel is foolishness to those that are perishing.
所以神在这个哥林多书里面讲，他说呢，神的福音呢、啊，对于那些属地的人来说，他就是看为愚拙的。
But life eternal to them that believe.
对于那些相信的人来说，他就成永生了。
So you know, when I try to witness to my people.They say that it's too easy. God never made it so easy like that to go to heaven to be with Him.
所以我也曾经跟我的族人去讲福音呢，他们的反应是这太容易了，神把这事情搞得太容易了，这么容易就去天堂了，不可能的。
We must pay for our own sins.
我们总要为我们自己的罪付代价的，我们要自己去做什么事情。
But they don't believe that we could never pay for our sins.
他们不相信我们没有办法为自己的罪付代价。
Because you see, when we sin against God, God is eternal, and that sin that we commit against God is eternal.
所以他不能理解呢，神是永恒的，我们若在永恒里得罪神呢，这样的罪也是永恒的。
How can we pay for those sins?
那我们怎么能够靠着我们自己去付上这罪的代价呢？
We cannot.
我没有这能力啊。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的，对我们来说。
And that's why God came down as a man to pay for our sins. Only He can.
这也就是为什么神他道成肉身变成人，他来付罪的代价，因为他是永恒的，只有他可以。
But my people believe that God will pay for their sins. Well, how will he pay for their sins? Can he just say, I forgive you your sins, without payment, without judgment? God is holy. Sin must be judged.
对，所以我的族人也不相信这个罪怎么得赦免呢？因为这个罪是要有代价的呀。因为神不能就说呢，好，你就没有罪了，你就走吧。罪本身是有代价。
And God's word says that there's one mediator between God and man, and that's the man Christ Jesus.
所以神说呢，在人和神之间只有一个中保，这个中保就是耶稣基督。
They say, why can't we go directly to God and ask Him to forgive our sin?
所以他们会。我族人会说，那我们为什么不直接到神面前去，就让他赦免我们呢？
And I said, because he's holy and you are a sinner. You cannot approach a holy God.
我说呢，就是因为他是圣洁的，你是罪人，你是没有办法直接来到圣洁的神面前。
You have to have a mediator between God and yourself.
你必须要通过一个中保啊，中间你才能够到神那里去。
So you know, some people say, well, don't talk about the cross, don't talk about the blood. Just Jesus was a good man and we should follow him.
所以有的人会说呢，哎，不要跟我讲血啊，不要跟我讲十字架，耶稣就是个好人，我们就想跟随这好人就可以了。
And I say to him, can you follow Jesus Christ? Can you follow him to the cross? Can you be perfect like he was perfect? I said, no, you can't.
我就问他，那你能不能像耶稣那样？那你也去上十字架呢？你也去像一个完美的人，像耶稣那样的，是我们做不到的。
He came to show us how short we fall of that perfection that God had made us.
所以他来到地上啊，他的完美其实就是想显给我们看，我们是离这个完美状态差得有多远的。
We must believe that He is the perfect one, and we are the imperfect one, and He died for us that we might.Be cleansed of all our sins.
所以我们要做的，我们是借着他来，要相信他是完美的，我是不完美的。我们要信靠他，我自己靠着自己是没有办法赎我们的罪，也做不到的。
He is the only one that's qualified to say that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
因为他是那唯一的一个能说我是那道路、真理和生命的。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。他是那唯一的道路，唯一的救赎。
We must let go of all our flesh and all our reliance on science and mankind and those kind of things. But we must put our whole faith and trust in the finished work of Christ.
所以我们要放弃我们肉体所能依靠的，尤其是那些能阻止我们到耶稣那里去的一切的我们想要依靠的是。完全的把信心转向耶稣，我们才能真的认识真理，得着救赎。
You know, in our culture, we have the saying, "My mind is made up. Don't confuse me with facts."
所以，我们的宗教这么说，就是呢，我已经做了决定了，所以不要跟我讲任何事实，不要跟我讲任何真理，我决定已经决定好了。
So get rid of that mind that's already made up.
所以你要做的决定呢，是先要把你原来做的决定先否了，你先从那里面跳出来，回到事实和真理那去。
That's what the problem is here. These people here, their minds were already made up that they hated Jesus without a cause.
所以这个刚才读的约翰福音八章这些经文，其实就讲了一群人呢，他们不管事实和真理是怎么样，他已经先做了决定，我不要耶稣。
They did not want to hear the truth.
他们不想要真理，不管耶稣怎么样，我就是不要。
They only wanted to believe whatever they believed.
他们就是想要相信他们愿意相信的。
Jesus said, if you don't believe who I am, you'll die in your sins.
所以耶稣说，你若不相信我所说的，你必死在罪中。
So that's what it is. We must let go of our flesh.And then we have number two is the world. The world is pressing us that we must do this, we must think this way, we must say like this. And we're conformed to the world. And we have to get out of that. The world, our flesh, is our number one enemy, then the world, and then the devil, who tempts us and tests us and tries us and leads us in the wrong direction and tells us lies.
所以我们刚才讲到的是肉体哈，那世界是第二个敌人哈，那魔鬼是第三个敌人，他们用的方式都是不一样。 那世界呢是一直吸引我们啊，告诉我们要去他那里，到世界里去找真理。那魔鬼呢其实一直是在欺骗的啊，一直是在边上引诱我们。所以这个三个敌人呢是带着我们远离神的，他不是让我们到上帝那里去。
So we have a saying in our culture, it says think outside the box. The world is the box, that's the way the world is thinking. We must think outside that world and into that spiritual world of truth.
所以我们经常有个俗语是这么说，你要跳出这个盒子来思考，其实就是这个世界它会有个框框给你，然后你一直在这个盒子里想呢，你是没有办法得到真理，你得先出来，你也先从世界里出来，你再回头看呢，你就能看清楚真理。
And when we believe in this truth, God gives us more faith, more faith, more faith, and then we understand God's ways.
所以当我们开始跳出这个框框，开始接受一点真理的时候，我们的信心会带给我们越来越大的亮光，越来越多的真理，越来越多的信心。所以这是一个正循环的过程。
Lord, help you to open up your heart to Him.
所以盼望神能够帮助你啊，开你的心，能够接受他的话语。
Let's go back to our word there in chapter 8 of John chapter 8.
我们回到约翰的八章，约翰福音。
The Jews now not able to answer the Lord Jesus.
所以犹太人呢，这里不能够回答耶稣了。
They attack him, and they call him names.
所以他们就开始攻击他哈，而且call him names.
Call him names. Yeah, they bad names. They call him bad names.
就是然后污蔑他的名了，其实就是对说污蔑他的话了。
He's a Samaritan.
对，就是说你就是撒玛利亚人，就是攻击他这个人了。
He's demon possessed.
你是鬼附的。
So we looked at the first name that they called him, but they didn't feel that that was strong enough. They had to add something.
所以我们看见他说了他是撒玛利亚人，他们觉得不够啊，他们还想加一点。
He said he's demon possessed.
这点呢就比撒玛利亚人这个攻击更强了，是鬼附的。
Now, if a Samaritan being called a Samaritan is not bad enough for a Jew, calling someone that they're actually demon possessed is the most extreme thing you can possibly do.
所以如果叫一个犹太人称他为撒玛利亚人还不够极端的话，你管一个犹太人就直接说他是鬼附的，这就讲他讲到极端了。
And there's a sense in which The Lord Jesus, there is no other alternative. And there's a sense in which there's no other alternative in life when you're confronted with the person of the Lord Jesus.
所以对于不信的人来说呢，他们可能只能得出这个结论哈，就是他是鬼附的，你没有其他的选项了。
Either he was the greatest deceiver that ever came upon the face of the earth.
那或者他是全地以来最最最最大的撒谎的欺骗的人。
Because he claimed to be the very Son of God.
因为他说他是神的儿子，神的圣子。
The Jews knew what that meant.
那犹太人知道这句话的意思是什么。
To us, it doesn't sound like very much, but to the Jew, that statement meant that he was equal with God.
对于我们来说，这话可能算不得什么，但是对犹太人来说，自称为神的圣子，等于就是认为告诉大家他就是跟神同等的。
When he used the phrase "my father," no Jew would use that phrase.
他说呢，我的父哈，他经常耶稣经常用这个词叫我的父，没有任何犹太人敢这么说，说我的父。
They occasionally.Not very often, they would say, "Our Father."
所以犹太人最多哈，不是每一次，最多呢，偶尔说呢，我们的父。
In the sense of being the father of the nation of Israel.
他这么说呢，其实就说呢，是整个犹太国啊、犹大国、犹太民族的父，就是神了。
But to the Jew, the claim that Jesus made that said, "My Father," meant that he was claiming a unique, special relationship with God that no one else had.
所以耶稣说到我的父呢，他在宣示一种特别的、区别于其他犹太人的特别的关系。他和天父是同等的，特别的关系。
Furthermore, the miracles that he did, he said, those are the works of my Father.
所以对于耶稣一切所行的神迹，他是这么说，他说是我的父啊，在我里面做的工。
And so they couldn't deny the works. They saw the miracles.
犹太人呢，他不能否认耶稣所行的神迹，因为他们都看见了。
Furthermore, they heard his words.
而且他们也听见了耶稣的话。
He said, "These are the words that of God, the words that my Father has given me, I have given you."
然后耶稣呢也说呢，这就是我父的话啊，我父先给我，我再给你们的。
So the reason they wanted to kill him was because they said that he, being a man, made himself God.
所以他们想要杀耶稣的原因呢，就说呢，他不过是个人嘛，他却自称为与神同等。
So they were calling him a deceiver.
所以他们就会把他称为呢撒谎的人。
And but they went further than that.
然后他们会在这个上面呢更进一步。
The devil is a liar and the father of lies, the Lord Jesus.
那魔鬼呢是撒谎者，也是撒谎人的。
So now they're claiming, they claim that he has a devil. He's a liar.
所以犹太人在这里呢就说，哎，他是鬼附的，他是个撒谎的
，a deceiver，
一个欺骗者。
So, for us today, as we look at the life of the Lord Jesus as revealed in the Scripture, this historical document，
今天呢，我们可以翻开历史的文献哈，那我们来看耶稣这个人。
What kind of picture, what kind of man does this the word, the Scriptures, picture for us?
那不管是圣经啊，其他的文献，能够告诉我们耶稣是个什么样的形象呢
？Either he was completely insane, deluded, had a devil, or he was the greatest liar this world is and deceiver, or.He was who he claimed to be, the very Son of God from heaven.
所以他只能有这么几种可能。第一种呢，就他就是完全疯了。第二种呢，他就是个特别大的谎，说谎的人，他骗了所有的人。那第三个，他就真正他就是神。
There are no other options.
没有其他的选项。
It's no good to say, "Oh, he was a good teacher."
那你说他是个好的老师哈？
He was that, but he claimed to be God himself.
你只说他是个好的老师没有意义，因为他说他是神呢。
As we'll see in the latter part of this chapter, which we may not get to today, he makes the outrageous claim that he is none other than Jehovah, God himself.
因为在这个圣经这一章的最后的，他已经完全的宣示他就是神自己。
Before Abraham was.I was.
所以他讲到，他说没有亚伯拉罕就有了我啊。
Abraham had been dead for 2,000 years.
在那个时代呢，亚伯拉罕已经死了快2000年了。
So either he's the greatest deceiver that ever came up to the world, because millions of people around the world, in every culture, even a few Sikhs got saved. Can you imagine that?
所以他或者他就是个特别成功的欺骗者啊，因为全世界。太多的人相信他了，甚至这个连锡克教的都有相信他。
Now, if God can save Sikhs, He can save anything, anyone.
如果神能够救锡克教徒，那他能救所有人。
And so, there's millions of people around the world that have been deceived.
因为这世界有太多的人相信耶稣了。如果他是个大骗子呢，那这个骗的人还真够多的。
Down through the centuries, millions of people have died for that faith.
因为 在过去的几千年里，很多人因着这个信心都死了。
They died for a lie？
难道他们是为了一个谎言而死吗
？No, they didn't.
那不是的。
So we can rule that out.
所以我们完全可以把这个可能性排除。
Maybe he was self-deceived. Maybe he was had a demon that he thought that he was God.
所以他们会想的，哎，也许他是自己在骗自己，也许他是鬼附的，认为自己是神。
But Nicodemus, one of the smartest men and smartest Jews in Jerusalem.
但是呢，你要知道，另外还有一个人，他叫尼哥底母，他是犹太人的老师。
He was
最聪明的。
He was the prime teacher in Israel.
他是犹太人的教师中的那最最受尊敬的那一位。
He came to him by night and said, "We know." That is, all the leaders knew that he was a prophet, had come from God, because he said, "Nobody can do these miracles that you do, except God be with him."
所以尼哥底母那天晚上来见耶稣的时候呢，讲了特别重要的一句话。他说：“我们知道。”他说：“我们就代表呢。”他在当时所在的那个祭司和宗教阶层的领袖们，他说：“我们知道呢，你所行的是一些神迹，若不是神与你同在，是做不出来的。”所以他们其实都清楚耶稣是从哪里来。
When you read the New Testament, do you see the words of a madman?
所以当你看新约的时候呢，你看得到任何一句话是一个疯子讲出来的话吗？你读不出来的。
There's a man, the perfect man, not a madman.
他是个完美的人啊，他不是一个疯子。
Not only that, he cast out demons.
不但如此啊，耶稣行的很多神迹里还是他赶鬼啊，他把鬼附的人都治好。
And those same demons that he was casting out, we have their words preserved for us.
而且那他赶出来的鬼，他那些鬼所说的话，圣经也记载。
What do they say about him?
他们这些鬼指着耶稣说什么呢？
What have we to do with you, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? Have you come to punish us before our time?
所以那些鬼说呢，他说我跟你有什么相干啊？你是耶稣，你是永生神的儿子啊！你来这里干什么呢？我们的时候还没有到啊。
It's a serious thing.
所以这是一个非常严肃的事情。
To call the truth a lie.
因为呢，你把真理说成谎言啊，这就变得很严肃了，很严重了这件事情。
Jesus didn't just come to say, "I'm going to show you the way to truth."
耶稣并不是来说呢，我要把真理去真理的路显给你看。
He said, "I am the truth."
因为他讲呢，他我就是真理啊。
And so, the Lord Jesus, when they said that he had a devil then, the Lord Jesus said, how can Satan cast out Satan and have his kingdom stay the way it is?
所以当前面啊，犹太人也污蔑耶稣是鬼附的啊，然后耶稣回答说呢，那撒旦怎么能够驱逐撒旦呢？怎么能驱逐魔鬼？就是一个国，他如果自相纷争啊，他必站立不住啊。那撒旦的国也是一样的。
To say that Jesus had a demon is to say that everything that was done by the Spirit of God was done by the Spirit of Satan. It's turning everything upside down.
所以说耶稣是鬼附的，其实就是告诉人们呢，耶稣借着圣灵所做的一切的善事啊，全都是借着魔鬼做，他等于把这个世界颠倒了，完全颠倒。
Now turn with me to Mark chapter
我们看一下马可的
seven
七章
or chapter three, sorry,
马可的三章
Mark chapter three,
马可福音三章。马可第三章，
Mark chapter 3 and verse 22.
22节。
And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said,
从耶路撒冷下来的文士说,
Now these teachers of the law were the highest and most educated in the law of the scriptures.
所以文士呢就是最高层的教导圣经的当时教导旧约圣经的那一群老师。
They were students of the Bible.
他们是圣经学者啊，这么理解。
They knew about the God of the Old Testament.
他们知道旧约的神。
They had read Moses. They had read the Psalms, and they had read the prophets.
他们读了摩西律法，读了诗篇，也读过先知书。
And they should have known God Himself.
他们知道神自己是什么样的。
They should have been prepared to receive God's Son.
他们是应该本来预备好了想要接受神的圣子救恩的。
Because he manifested all the signs that the Old Testament required of the Messiah.
因为耶稣身上已经显明了旧约预言这个弥赛亚基督要来的一切的预言啊，耶稣都应验了。
It's like when you go to the airport and you bring out your identification. You have your passport.
这就像你去机场啊，你有护照，你有身份证明一样，你都显明了，你给别人看了。
You show them your passport identifies who you are and what nationality you belong to.
你给官员看你的护照，显明的这个人就是你了。
And you show them your ticket, it shows you your destination.
你也给官员看你的机票，告诉他们你要去哪里。
The Lord Jesus, when he came into the world, he had the identification were the signs that the Jews were expected to look for in the Messiah when he came.
所以耶稣来的时候呢，他就有这一切的证明了，他就显给大家看他是从哪里来，他的这一切的神迹让犹太人知道，这就是旧约要来的那个弥赛亚。
But those Jews, they weren't willing to give up their place. They controlled the temple money.
但是这些的犹太人啊，这些的文士啊，宗教阶层，他们为什么做这个决定？因为他们不舍得他们已经得到的那些财富和地位啊，因为他们控制了圣殿的经济来源，就他们圣殿是他们的财源了。
They occupied their positions in power.
而且他们是有权柄的，他们占据了这个宗教的阶层呢，他们就能够有地位。
And they weren't willing to give up all the advantages that they had.
所以他们不愿意放弃他们已经有的这些优势。
They realized that if they accepted what God had sent, their lives would be ended.
所以他们意识到呢，如果他们接受了基督耶稣，也就是神所差来的，他们以前宗教阶层的那些的地位呢，他们就结束了，就得放弃了。
They realized that they could no more lord it over the people. They would have to become the servants of this man from Galilee.
所以他们意识到呢，他们没有办法再去辖管，因着宗教的地位呢。可以去辖管全以色列民了。相反呢，他们却要成为神的圣者啊，耶稣基督的仆人了。所以他们不愿意做这个身份的转换。
And when they looked, these teachers of the law came down from Jerusalem, and they saw the men that Jesus had chosen to be the leaders of the new nation, fishermen, tax collectors.They wanted nothing to do with it.
所以当这些的宗教阶层他们看见哦，耶稣拣选的耶稣救的都是些什么人呢？渔夫、税吏，他们想说我不想成为跟耶稣有瓜葛的人啊，所以他们拒绝耶稣。
The problem was that they couldn't deny the obvious miracles, the power that he had.
那问题是呢，这些文士、这些法利赛人，他们不能够。否认的一件事情就是耶稣行的这些神迹啊，都是事实。
The authority which we came, that they had.
就是耶稣所显明的权柄啊，这是不可否认。
Okay. Chapter 1 of Mark. Keep your finger there in chapter 3, chapter 1.
马可的三，我们先从马可的一开始看起。马可一章。
And verse 22.
一章的二十二节。
Says chapter 1 verse 22, it says, the people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one having authority, not as the teachers of the law.
众人就稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们呢，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
So these teachers of the law, they're already, he taught as though he was their teacher.
那些的文士呢，他们教导圣经的时候呢，就好像他们真的是那老师一样，他们很努力想显出有权柄。
And he comes to a demon. He comes, there's a man in that same synagogue that has a demon.
这个时候呢，在会堂里，二十三节呢，有一个人被巫鬼附着。
And so he casts out that demon in verse 25.
在二十五节呢，耶稣就把这个巫鬼赶出来。
But in verse 24, we find that the Spirit cries out, What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
24节呢，这个巫鬼其实就讲出来了啊，耶稣是谁？他说，我与你有什么相干呢？你来灭我吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
And Jesus speaks to him like you'd speak to your dog.
所以耶稣跟他说话啊，就像你跟你家的宠物狗说话一样。
Be quiet.
你说不许说话。
Come out of him.
从这人身上出来吧。
And then the spirit came out of him. And then verse 27, the people were all so amazed that they asked each other, What is this? A new teaching and with authority.
所以巫鬼就叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫就出来了。这个时候众人都很惊讶，二十七节说这是什么事呢？他是个新道理啊，他用权柄吩咐巫鬼，巫鬼就听他。
He says he even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him.
就是耶稣可以用权柄跟鬼说话，鬼还听他。
And then we read about him cleansing the leper, healing the sick.
然后我们也读到了很多他医治病人，他洁净大麻风。
Making the blind to see.
让瞎子能看见。
And this isn't done in the darkness of some private home. This is done in the daytime, all in the open.
这个不是说在黑暗里面，在一个私下的空间里做的，他是在。白天在公众眼里行的这些神迹，人不能否认。
So we go back to verse or chapter 3 verse 22.
然后我们再回到马可的三章二十二节呢，来看这时候文士他是怎么污蔑耶稣的。
It says that the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem. Now what are they going to do?
那耶路撒冷下来的文士他们要说什么呢？
They can't deny what's happening.
他们不能否认已经发生的事情。
Instead, what do they say?
相反，他们只能这么说。
He is possessed by Beelzebub.
他是被别西卜啊，就是鬼王附着的。
By the prince of demons, he's driving out demons.
他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
The prince of demons, that's Beelzebub. They called that was a name that was given to him.
别西卜啊，鬼王就是别西卜。
And so.The Lord Jesus, then, in answer to this, he says something that's very serious, I think.
所以耶稣呢，借着这个回答哈，他说了一些很严肃的事情。
He gives a parable.
他用了个比喻啊。
And he asks a simple question that should answer the problem.
所以他就用了一个特别简单的问题啊，就能回答了。他问了大家一个问题。
How can Satan drive out Satan?
撒旦怎能赶出撒旦呢？
If he does, he says in verse 24, it's a kingdom that's divided by it's against itself. It's civil war.
若一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住，那就有内战了嘛。
Civil war destroys a country from within, doesn't it?
那内战是使一个国家从里面开始垮的一个事情。
And that kingdom.In civil war times, it can destroy itself completely.
所以在内战下的一个国家，他会就是自相纷争的国家，他这个国家就站立不住了。
History gives a number of examples of that.
历史上这种例子太多了。
Where civil war weakens a country so much that then other country can easily come in and take it over.
那一个国家有纷争、有内战的时候呢，就容易受到侵略哈、啊，其他国家很容易能够把它打败。
So if Satan is opposes himself in verse 26, is divided, he cannot stand. His end is come.
他说若撒旦自相攻打纷争，他就站立不住啊，必要灭亡。
Now verse 27 is an application of something else, which speaks of the Lord Jesus himself coming into the world and coming into the house of Satan. But that part of the parable we're not going to look at today.
那二十七节之后呢，他讲到了一个另外一个角度来看，他就在讲耶稣，他是那个壮士哈。
But it's application.
那我今天我们不把这个展开讲。
But the application in verse 28 is what we're going to look at.
那二十八节的这个应用啊，是我们今天要讲的。
I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them.
我实在告诉你们，世人一切的罪和一切亵渎的话都可得赦免。
But the whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin.
却永不得赦免，乃要担当永远的罪。
And he said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit.
他说这个话是因为他们说他是被鬼附着。
Now that's what they were telling. That's what John.Those people in Jerusalem, this took place in Galilee, but they were using that same argument up in Jerusalem.
所以这些话，我们读到雅各三章这些话呢，其实在加利利那些文士说的。但是呢，在约翰福音里八章那些耶路撒冷那些文士、法利赛人，他们也同样有这样的污蔑。
Because they knew they could not argue against the power and wisdom which he displayed could only come from the supernatural world.
所以，因为他们无法否认耶稣所显出来的神迹和能力呢，一定是超自然的。这个是法利赛人也不能否认的。
Now, if it came from God, then those men should have believed.
但是他们如果说这个超自然的能力是来自神呢，那他们就必须得信了。
But they didn't want to believe.
他又不想信。
So they had to say that it came from the devil.
他们只能说呢，这个能力不是从神来的，是从鬼王来的。
And by doing so, they shut themselves completely out forever from the grace of God.
那他们这么做呢，就让他们完全从神的恩典面前啊隔绝了。
Now all of their sins can be forgiven. All other sins can be forgiven.
就所有其他的罪啊都能够被赦免。
A murderer can be forgiven.
一个杀人犯可以被赦免。
If he turns to the Lord.
只要他转向神呢。
An adulterer can be forgiven.
犯奸淫的人也能够被赦免。
All manner of sins can be forgiven.
任何人所行的罪都能够被赦免。
But only if the person accepts that the Lord Jesus Christ came from God, was sent by God to be our Redeemer and die upon the cross.
因为呢，要赦免这些罪，他只能人转向神啊，接受耶稣基督，他是呢从神差来死在十字架上。赦免我们罪的那一位，只有通过这个方法，我们才能够得着我们在地上罪的赦免。
And that is the way that murderers and adulterers and thieves and robbers can all be forgiven on the basis of receiving the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么杀人犯、抢劫犯、一切地上犯罪的人，他们能得着赦免，是因为他接受耶稣基督，他相信耶稣基督，他才能够得着赦免。
But if You reject that.
但如果你拒绝他
if you reject that, you are saying that he has come from the evil one.
如果你说他是从鬼王来的，他是从魔鬼那里来的
and there is no forgiveness.
那这样的话呢，你把你自己唯一得救的路给堵上了，就再没有赦免的可能了。
Because if he comes from Satan, then you're saying that he is a destroyer, and there's no hope for you.
所以你认为他是从魔鬼来的呢？他就是个毁灭者，他就是个撒谎的人。那对你来说呢？这地上就没有找不到你能够得着赦免的路了。
And so that sin can never be forgiven.
那这个罪在你身上就再也没有赦免的可能。
Because what you're saying is that what God is doing is the devil doing it.
因为你在说呢，神为你所做的事是魔鬼做的。
And you become fixed forever.
那这样的话呢，你就在永恒里啊，你的决定已经做了。你的就定格了，就定型了。
And the big question will be on that day, the question that God asks every man and woman is, "What did you do with my son, the Lord Jesus?"
所以在那审判的日子啊，神会问每一个地上的人这样的一个问题，就是你是怎么来看待、来对待我的圣子耶稣基督的。
And woe be to the people that say, "I did not believe that he came from God. I believe he came from the devil."
所以对于那些说哦，我不相信他是从上帝那来的，我相信他是从魔鬼那来的，对于这种呀这样的人呢，真的是有祸了。
And such blasphemy against the Holy Spirit can never be forgiven.
所以这样亵渎圣灵的人呢，他没有办法去接受救恩，他就没有办法。
And so there's no middle ground here.
所以这里是没有中间地带的。
The scriptures tell us of the Lord Jesus, either he is as he says he is, the Son of God, or he is a complete madman, devil himself, or he's a great deceiver.
所以没有中间地带的原因，他要么他就是像他所说的。他就是从神来的，他是我们唯一的救赎。
And that, those are the choices.
或者呢，你认为他就是从魔鬼那来的。
And those are the only choices that are open to us.
这是我们要做的一个选择啊，也是我们一生最重要的一个选择。
Nobody's read the scriptures if they think, well, he's just a nice teacher.
所以任何认真读圣经的人啊，都不会得出一个结论，哎，他就是个很好的老师啊。不可能那么浅的，一定是会触碰灵魂最重要的一个决定，你是要做的。
What he taught was that what he taught there is if is this in chapter 8 verse 49
我们回到约翰福音八章的四十九节哈
，and verse 49 to 50. I'm not possessed by a demon, said Jesus, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I'm not seeking glory for myself, but there's one who seeks it, and he is the judge. And then in verse 51, he says, I tell you the truth. If anyone keeps my word, he will never.See death.
这就是四十九到五十一节，耶稣把这个选择摆在了我们的面前。他说什么呢？他说：“我不是被鬼附着的，我尊敬我的父，你们倒轻慢我。我不求自己的荣耀，有一位为我求荣耀定是非的。”然后他在五十一节让我们做这个选择。他说：“我实在告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。”
And then.He, earlier on in the chapter, can't quite see the place for it, but said if you do not, yes, verse 24 of that as chapter 8.
我们同样的八章的二十四节哈，我们往前。
I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one who I claim to be. You will indeed die in your sins.
所以我对你们说呢，你们要死在罪中。你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
And so the Lord Jesus leaves us no options.
所以耶稣没有给人更多的选择，就是两个选，一个选，你只能做一个选择，在两个选项里面。
By denying that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world, you're calling God a liar.
所以当你拒绝，你拒绝耶稣，你不要他的时候呢，你其实就是在称神为撒谎的人。
And that the power that he had and displayed as the coming Messiah was done by the devil himself.
那其实你就在说呢，他显明的这一切的能力，他所行的神迹是借着鬼王来做的。
So there's no options.
所以没有别的选项。
To say that, as some do, that the Bible is a bunch of made-up stories is to ignore the facts of history. This word is a, this the Bible is an historical document, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the best attested fact of ancient history.
所以圣经啊，它不是一些编出来的故事，它就是一本历史书啊，它讲了历史所有的这个重要的事实啊，都是历史性的。包括耶稣从死里复活。
And the record we have today in the Gospels of that life that came is a record that has stood the attacks of 2,000 years of attacks by the enemy, and it still is recognized as a historical document that has all the earmarks of the word of very word of God.
所以这样的一个事实呢，经历了过去两千年里一切想挑战他的人的挑战啊，但他今天依然成为历史文献，站立在我们面前啊，这本身就是一个神迹啊，他告诉我们这些话它都是真的。
And what is recorded here for us is that life that came down from above, then of this man that God sent, whose name was Jesus, who came of a virgin, who lived a perfect life, whose words and works are recorded here, who laid down that life that we might have eternal life.
所以这些的事实呢，它就记载了这么一个，这些的话语它就记载这么一个事实，就是神的圣子，他道成肉身，童女怀孕，他来到世间，活出了神荣耀的形象，然后他为我们的罪死在十字架上，让我们能够借着这十字架的救赎得着赦免，得着永恒的生命，就是这么一个朴素但非常珍贵的事实，这样的一个真理。
And death could not hold this holy one in the grave.
因为死亡不能把这圣洁的这一位啊拘禁在坟墓里，拘禁在阴间。
He rose from the dead, appeared to his disciples over a period of 40 days.
他死里复活了，他显给他的门徒们四十天之久，显给他们看。
He appeared to over 500 disciples at one time.
有一次甚至显在一个大的场合，有五百个门徒都见着了。
And when Paul wrote that down, he said most of them were still living at that day.
保罗写到这一段记载的时候呢，他说在他那个时代呢，见过耶稣复活的人大部分都还活着。
And no history records that anyone refuted that claim.
然后也没有任何其他的历史文献记载呢，说有人反驳了这样的一个事实，说哎，我没有看见耶稣，没有的，没有这样的记载。
Then 40 days after, the Lord Jesus parted from his disciples and went into heaven.
那四十天之后呢，耶稣就是离开他的门徒升天了。
And there he told them to wait in Jerusalem because the Holy Spirit would come and baptize them into one body.
在那个时候，耶稣告诉他的门徒们要在耶路撒冷等着，因为圣灵会降下来呢，给他们施洗。
And 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down and baptized that little company of believers.
所以十天之后呢，耶稣讲完，耶稣跟他们在了一起四十天，然后他升天了， 他告诉他们在耶路撒冷等，他们等了十天之后呢，正好五旬节的时候圣灵降下来，一群在耶路撒冷等候的这群的圣徒呢都得着了圣灵。
And that little fearful company that a few days before were hiding, suddenly they went out and began to preach.
然后呢，人们就发现了一个非常奇妙的变化，就是这么一小群人呢、啊、耶稣死了以后，他剩下那群门徒，在过去的那一小段时间，耶稣死了之后那一小段时间，他们很害怕，他们四处躲藏、他们是如此胆小，突然之间呢，他们却变成了一群特别勇敢，为神做见证，为基督做见证的这么一群人。他的变化的分水岭就是五旬节的那个圣灵降。
What was the difference?
那区别是什么呢？
They had seen the living Lord.
因为他们看见了那神的基督的复活。
They saw the nail prints in his hands.
他们看见了耶稣手上的钉痕呢。
Those medals of his great campaign at the cross.
就是这个勋章啊，他的耶稣的手上的钉痕就是他的勋章。
Symbols of his victory.
是他得胜的信号记号。
They had seen the risen Lord, and they had within them the Holy Spirit. Now.
所以他们在过去的四十天里，他们看见了复活的主，然后呢，在五旬节他们又接受了从天而来的神的圣灵。
And so powerful was the effect that day that 3,000 people believed, Jews turned from their religion to Christ.
所以他们的能力，在圣灵里的能力如此之大呢？那一次讲道哈、啊，在那个五旬节的时候，彼得一次讲道有3000人得救信主。
And in a few days, thousands more came.
那在之后的一些天里呢，越来越多的成千上万的人都得救。
And in a little while.A great number of the priests also turned.
然后呢，又在这后的一段时间呢，很多的祭司都得救信主。
They could not deny anymore the power that came to those believers, and they turned the Roman Empire upside down in 200 years.
所以他们也完全不能否认，耶稣的门徒所行的神迹，所以很多祭司也信了。然后在这之后的200年呢。他们把整个罗马帝国就整个颠覆过来，颠倒过来。
But the sin of the Holy of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit can still be a problem today.
但是呢，这个不意味着地上没有不信的啊。那相反，那个时代，亵渎基督、亵渎圣灵的人呢，今天依然还在。
And to deny that God is working in people's hearts and lives is to deny the working of the Spirit of God. And if you don't trust Christ, you're calling God then a liar.
所以当你不信耶稣呢，你就称神为撒谎的，就是你否认那在人里面做工的那圣灵。
So I think our time is up for this week. We'll pick up. We'll try to finish off the chapter sometime before next year.
那我们今天还是没有能讲完哈，那我们下一次再继续，盼望今年里面能把八章讲完。好，那我们一起做个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您，我们要赞美您啊，为这救恩赞美您，因为我们本是失丧的，我们本是没有盼望的一群人啊，但您的圣灵在我们里面做工啊，让我们成为能够接受救恩的那块土地，然后您的救恩就来了，就像那种子一样种在我们里面生根发芽。父啊，我们盼望每一个听见这福音的都能谦卑的接受因为这福音是带给我们永生的，这福音就是那光，就是那生命。父啊，我们要赞美您，我们要感谢您，为这福音也为这圣灵的那美好的工作，我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。